Right, I'd like to start by asking you where you were born, June.
Well, I was actually born at Throckle, but my parents lived at Burnbanks, and my mother went home to have me, as women did in those days.
When was that?
That was in 1932.
And would you like to tell me your date of birth?
Then my date of birth is the 11th of June, 1932.
Right. What was it that brought you and your family to Burnbanks?
Well, for work, of course. Times were hard in those days, and it was a new job to come to, a new prospect. Because Dad came from West Cumberland, where times were pretty hard in those days, and I suppose it was the years prior to the recession.
Right, so how old were you when you came to Burnbanks?
Well, I suppose I was just a few days. Because I just, you know, came shortly after I was born, I presume. Mm.
And what was your father's job?
My father, he came, actually, in 1926, he first came as a labourer, and then before they started building the dam, he worked as a ganger on the road that was being built from Burnbanks to Mardale. My brother actually knows more about this. He did quite a lot of maintenance work. They used to work round the farms. He used to go round the water gauges. They seemed to do sort of be jack of all trades and do lots of different jobs.
And what about your mum? What sort of a job did she have?
Well,
she had one.
Mum was a housewife, of course. Not many women went out to work in those days, except when Dad was called up in the army. During the last war, and Mum had to go out to work because the army pay was so poor. She worked in Penrith for a while. She worked for Mrs. Forge at Walm Howe. I remember I used to cycle down with loads of freshly ironed sheets on the bike down to Walm Howe, and then eventually she got a job at the canteen with Ada Preston as cook and worked there for, I think, 25 years all told.
Where was the canteen?
In the school at Bampton, which is still there and still operating, I believe.
What number of houses did you live in Burnbanks?
Well, Mum and Dad first lived in 30-something, I'm not sure of the exact number, and of course it was just a one-bedroom little house. And then they moved into number 66 after I was born, because my brother was born there. And then eventually we moved down into the Oaks and lived there till Dad retired.
And were you all... Oh, you weren't... how many were there in your family at Burnbanks?
Well, there was Dad, William Holliday, Mum, Annie Holliday, me, and Raymond, my brother.
What was the first thing you can remember about Burnbanks?
I remember all the families. You see, everybody went up there as a new family, and there were lots of children, lots of people. It was a very busy place, and I remember having lots of other people, other children to play with and fall out with and fight with, as you do as you youngsters. And we had a really happy time there.
Mm. And what sort of a house did you live in?
Well, it was just one of the, I suppose, they were like prefab types that they built to house the workers who were going to work on the dam project.
And did you find it quite comfortable? And
well, yes, it was comfortable because, for one thing, we had electricity. And I mean, there were so many houses in those days who didn't have electricity. And we also had a bathroom with running hot and cold water, which was quite an event in those days. And so we considered ourselves very lucky, really.
Mm. And what about going to school? Where did you go to school and how did you get there?
Well, I went to Bampton School, of course, starting at 5, and we either walked. There was the Hartness's bus that went at 8 o'clock in the morning, but usually we would walk there, which was a good couple of miles there and 2 miles back. Mm-hmm. And every sort of weather we ventured out.
What games sort of did you play in the playground, and were your friends mostly from Burnbanks?
No, we were mixed with the Bampton children as well. I had some good, very good friends that lived in Bampton. And we all mixed in together. We had usual games. I remember playing hopscotch, and I remember we used to juggle with two and three balls. We were pretty good at that. And we skipped, and then of course we had games in school, which was round us for the girls and football for the boys.
And what happened after school and during holidays? What did you do?
Well, usually after school we trailed home. It took us quite a long time. We went by various routes. And then, mainly in the village, we ran wild in the woods and down by the river, and we had a really carefree childhood.
And just sort of entertained yourselves?
Yes, more or less, yes.
Did you go to church?
Yes, I went to the Methodist Church at Bampton, and we went to Sunday school there too. And I actually taught there when I was older, in the Sunday school.
And did you remember the special celebrations or festivals?
I can't remember much about Easter and the other events. We had an anniversary at the chapel. I think that was for Whitsuntide, I'm not sure. But Christmas, we always went to our grandparents at Threlkeld every year without fail.
What sort of social activities were there at Burnbanks, I would imagine?
Well, we had a cinema. Mother used to take me to see some of the films there. And, of course, there were dances. And then there was the canteen where, I mean, the adults could go and have a drink. There seemed to be plenty going on all the time. We were never bored, anyway.
We've covered that, haven't we? Sort of, when did you leave Burnbanks?
I left in, 1950. I went to teacher training college near Ormskirk, Lancashire, and just came home for holidays, more or less.
And what do you think of Burnbanks now?
I feel sad that the old village has finally come to an end, and I'm sad that my house is now, the Oaks, is now razed to the ground. But I'm very pleased that the properties are being restored and going to be rebuilt. I'm quite happy about that. It's such a lovely little village.
Is there anything else that you can think of about what you used to do or where you used to go, or...
No, not really. I just remember that the really happy times we had, and all the people we had to play with, and the fact that we could play without restrictions. You know, you feel sorry for the youngsters nowadays who can't run and roam about as we did in the wood and on the fell and by the river. The world was our oyster. We just had a superb childhood.
Right, well, thank you. We've talked about so many interesting things. So I don't think there's anything else that you would like to tell me about, or I think you've covered quite a lot of things, haven't you?
Yeah, there's one thing that was quite interesting. My dad used to go around the farms doing maintenance work and for various reasons, and he got interested in clocks and watches, and he became quite an accomplished clock repairer, I suppose. And we got to know loads of people on the farms round about, you know, after he'd been visiting them in his own time, of course. And he used to come home with things like farm butter and fresh eggs. And if they'd had a pig killing day, he would come home with sausages and bacon and all sorts of things. And that was absolutely super. I remember that specially. He always had an interest in this watch and clock repairing, even after he retired.
Mm. Well, thank you very much, June. And your parents, they did move away from Burnbanks finally, didn't they?
Yes, Dad retired in 1969, and they came to live near me at Penruddock and had, well, about 20 years retirement, didn't they? Yes, yeah, they did. Mm. Yeah, they were very lucky.
Right, well, thank you very much. Stuff.
I'd like to start by asking you then where you were born.
I was born at Burnbanks.
When?
In 1935.
And what number house?
In number 66. No, they went down to live in the Oaks in about the 50s, in the early 50s, I think.
So what brought your family to Burnbanks?
Father worked for Manchester Corporation Waterworks at Thirlmere, and then he moved to Burnbanks when they started, in 1926, when the corporation started on the Orge Water project. When he first went, he lodged at Mr. and Mrs. Lamb at Denny Hill, and he was on the farm maintenance, going round the farms the corporation had taken over maintaining.
Right, and can you tell me a bit more about the jobs?
Father's job, or Mum's job?
My dad's?
My dad's job, and then once the dam project got underway, he was a ganger on the new road from Burnbanks towards Waterhead. And then, as the time went by, in sort of later life, he became in charge of the stores.
And what was your mother's job?
She was a housewife first, and then she did a bit of home help, and then she got a job at the Bampton School canteen, which she was there for 24 years. Not a great lot, really.
Did you live in the same house all the time?
No, we moved down to the Oaks in later life.
And why was that?
Well, because Dad got a job in the store department.